Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. The Halal Industry, Do For Self. Once again, as always, I like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. As we start this program this day, we're thankful to be here today, not just on AM360, to be here live. And you also, we're grateful for your ears. You're grateful for your thinking. Your time that you put in to listen to AM360, not just our program. If you can get our program, we're grateful. But there are programs that goes on and on for AM360, touching all parts of our lives. Staying Islamic, but touching all parts of our lives. So they as well appreciate those who have the time to listen, to get involved in what we're saying. Today I'd like to speak from, I always like to make a sentence or a question or a statement that I drive from. Today I use my statement as, our world is the same creation Allah created for every human, starting with Adam. And somebody might say, well, what that mean? Adam was the first human, wasn't there? He was the first. Allah made him the design. And in reflecting from where I want to go today, I pray I'm able to help us see the message that I'm trying to come across with to those who are listening, and prayerfully something that could be shared with others. I say Adam because when we look back, I mean in our own minds, and see Adam here by himself, no wife, Eve, Howard, or whatever the name would be, no wife, no children, no neighbors. He don't even know what really is coming into his life to explore for the future. Not knowing that it's going to ever be someone else. Don't know even that there's no one else on earth. We know because Allah has showed us. Throughout scripture, he says that man started with Adam. He didn't just start. Allah gave him life by himself. And then Allah shows us in Quran, in Bible, many of us, we saw it in the Bible first. Some seeing it in the language of those who are from the Jewish community. That then he gave him a wife. But imagine, you wake up, me, you, any one of us one day, and we don't know anybody else exists, don't even know where we at. But this is our first day here, first hour, first second, first minute. Don't know what we're supposed to eat. Don't know that we're supposed to eat. And we got that to reflect on, you and I. We can reflect on what Allah has made, being as the people have been around since then. But do we see anywhere, and no, you like me, none of us know everything that's happening around the world, but do we know anywhere of the things we're able to get some sight to that man exists as if he once upon a time existed in the state of Adam by himself? No cars, no TV, not even just cars, even if we were going back to the Model T. That Model T, when it came about, that was like, man, something happened. Somebody built some metal that we don't need the horse, we don't need the mule, we don't even need the cow to pull us. We got something running, and they call it some kind of contraption. They didn't even know to call it a car for real. Eventually trucks, pickups, and vans, and et cetera, et cetera. I'm saying it in this way because most of the time we don't reflect on what Allah has given to the human being, starting with Adam. We got scripture. Once upon a time, scripture wasn't written. There was nothing to write with. Adam didn't write on paper. We even know. In my time, I'm familiar. When people wrote in the dirt, wrote signs in the dirt, made a marker. Look, when you come down, just look for a marker on the edge. There'll be some trees in there. Just look down on the ground and see my marker. Sometimes it was something written. Sometimes it might have been just a bunch of something put together that was not normal to what they're looking at. Maybe a bunch of grapes. Maybe a bunch of flowers, and no flowers nowhere else. And they would say, oh, here's so-and-so's mark. Now, I'm not trying to get us to look at every single thing that has happened since Adam. Just the one piece that is important to the subject I'm trying to have today, and that is that Allah made the world for humans to reach into the creation and create. Adam by himself, he didn't have to worry about no neighbors. Matter of fact, Allah says through the scriptures, and he took from him a woman from one of his ribs. That's how some scriptures read. Maybe some scriptures that say something different. And man tried to science up on that. Yeah, the curved part. She broke him. Well, man, she's your wife. What the heck are you talking about? God wants us to see a picture for success. And that means that any people that are successful, that same success can come to another people. When we look at ours, we were interrupted through our foreparents. We were interrupted in living wherever we live. I don't know nothing about it. Literally, I don't. I don't study the African picture. I try my best to study what Allah has given me. He gave me the life of an American. I can look back into slavery, and I can see through slavery that it was harsh for us. And I'm sure you heard me say it, and many people that know me heard me say, if I was living that time, I probably would have been one that got killed. If I was thinking like I think today, ain't no few people with no guns going to hold hundreds of us down at bay. Somebody got to be ready to give their life, even if it's me, to change that. But the picture that is really important to us, or should be important to us, the Muslims particularly, others should see it too, but mainly the Muslims, they got documents that says the Quakers during slavery time, of the slaves, the people that were being made slaves, they didn't come here slaves. They were made slaves. They were human beings when they came here, looking like you and I, our foreparents mainly. And people talk about when they tried to make the Indians, as they call them, Redskins and other names they call them, tried to make them slaves and couldn't. Tried to make Orientals slaves and couldn't. They were rebellious. Hey, you ain't doing this to me. And they wouldn't satisfy it. They didn't find nothing until they found that dark man. And they brought the dark man and his wife, let them have children. They found that we were more easy to work in the field. And I kind of contribute that to maybe we were workers anyway. All we need to do is work and stay alive and find out how to get out of here. Somebody might have been thinking like that. Like I said, if I was living back then with the mind I got today, they'd have killed me because I'd have been saying, let's kill some of these jokers. And 3, 4, 5 guys sitting out there with rifles. And there's 100 of us working. No, let's overrun them. A few of us don't die, but let's kill these jokers and find our way to do back home or to have some land of our own right here, whatever the case may be. And I don't mean I'm a terrible guy. It's just that I can't see myself just being a servant to someone, and you doing the same thing I'm doing. You go in and go to sleep like I go to sleep. You know what I mean? And it ain't but a handful of you compared to the number we have. I'd be ready to fight about that, do something about that. But the picture I'm trying to work with today is that Allah has given through creation, with the growth of creation, man a special responsibility. And that responsibility is first to God. When we don't do certain things, we fail to do what God wants. He don't punish us right away. He allows us to see and learn. And even with the scriptures, he told Muhammad the prophet, I would think that had that same message to all other prophets, all other messengers, that speak the language of the people and speak clear so they have no reason to say they didn't understand. That's an important statement from God. God don't want us to misunderstand what he's saying. He wants us to understand it. If we understand it, we'll find the benefits in it. And think about this on the same topic. There's nothing we can do in the world that we can get benefit from except by Allah's permission, God's permission, the Creator's permission, whatever term people use. For us, the Muslims, we shouldn't have a problem even hearing that. There's not but one God. Allah is Arabic, not English. Even if you write the English letters, A-L-L-A-H, when you go into putting the Arabic letters there, because people don't know the Arabic, they got to write it in their language. If everybody in the world spoke Arabic, then we'd know that there's one God. Wouldn't be hard to see it. And we can't say all Christians or Jews or anybody else worship more than one God unless we hear them profess to do that. Many of them, they say they worship one God. Many of them, when they get the conversation about, I like to ask the Christians when I used to go to church, and share with them Islam, and we have a dialogue, Islam and Christianity. I like to always say, is there anybody in here that think God, Allah? I say it like that most of the time. Sometimes I say Allah, didn't say God. Do any of us think that he has a birthday? Now, didn't you just erase the possibility of thinking Jesus is God? You ain't even got to go back to the subject. Leave it on their mind frying, cooking. They might want to object, but something in their mind will eventually tell them, yeah, God can't be born. He created everything. He don't have no birthday. And we can go back 2,000 years ago, just like 1,400-some years ago, we go back to the prophet. But we find out, even if we can't count to a million, this atmosphere of creation seemed to have been around for millions and maybe billions of years. So I'm trying to say certain things was there being years, and I don't know if we got any machinery yet that could tell the time that God started doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So they guesstimate.
That's all they do.
Yeah, that's all they do. So I'm saying, let's look at the fact that how and when did Allah create man? We can't tell when it was that Adam, what was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know there was a point in time no man walked earth, not one. And so Adam was born. I think every Christian, every Muslim, every Jewish person, and anybody that got a story on God's creation of the first man would agree there was no other human being. There was no competition between gods. One God made a man over here and another one made one over there. Everybody agreed there's one man that was made. And he was made to develop himself, others, and different things in creation. And how was he going to do this? By God's inspiration. That's what Adam lived off of, his inspiration. Do you think there's any different with us today? I'm today, I don't consider myself a great speaker, but I got something I want to share. I'm about the halal industry.
Mm-hmm.
I want to succeed. Me and the brothers and sisters that's working on this, I want to succeed with that. So we can change the condition to some degree. We won't do the total change. There'll be others that'll see us and they'll do the same thing where they are. Collectively, it'll be like a spreading germ, a good germ, that we find ourselves building. We ever seen it before?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's my age or younger thought or heard about it. Some that's a little older than me that may be gone. They saw it even before I saw it, 1930. Little man named Elijah Poole got the teachings that created through him the Nation of Islam. Starting in Detroit, having a conflict with his relative. When Farad made the Honorable Elijah Muhammad the Supreme Minister, the conflict in Detroit was with his cousin, his relative, who was made the Supreme Captain. To the point that the Supreme Captain ran Donald Elijah Muhammad out for his life. But once he got settled, his wife, Clara Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with all of them, Clara Muhammad continued the teaching that he was teaching and was able to even put her children in a form of a school that became the University of Islam. Inspired by God.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Clara Muhammad, story that we hear from her. I didn't hear from her direct. She was alive when I could see her, no question about it, when I first came in the nation. But the way I learned of her was her son, after a while, the Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah be pleased, but from one of the sisters who stayed with one of the imams in Jersey. And me and my wife and family was around her every day while she stayed in Willingboro, New Jersey. And she would tell us the story of them growing up with Farad Muhammad in their company. She said, I seen, and you know, women sometimes have more insight than a man quicker.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I seen when the first time he went to the bathroom, but I kept following him up the steps every time he went to the bathroom. She said, and of course, sometimes the door closed. He went in to go to the bathroom. She said, but sometimes she'd go up there and see him looking at his hair to see if his hair's falling out. If he got, why he look? And when she said that, it was, I mean, as a woman, African-American woman, Honorable Elijah Muhammad's daughter, telling us her experience with Farad Muhammad to make her understand that he did everything they did. And whether she seen it at that young age, but she definitely was easy, it was easy for her to see later, that he couldn't be God. He went worrying about his hair falling out. Then the writing of the she corrected something for many of us when she said the writing on the door, Wallace D. Muhammad. She said it wasn't on the door, it was behind the door. That when the door was open and you in the room, you couldn't see the word.
Mm-hmm.
But when you shut the door, the words was on the wall. And the yeah, it was somebody say that you're going to have a boy and name him Wallace D. Muhammad, and here go the name I want you to give. You could think that he got some insight, and maybe not God, but you could definitely think he got some insights. So staying on subject, I was saying about Adam. Adam didn't know what he was going to fulfill in the creation. And he had nobody to help him until Allah gave him a woman to be there with him, a sign to all the men. This is what I want you to do. This is Allah talking. This ain't me talking. We learned the words fornicate and all that stuff later. Too many people probably did it before they even, especially in the days of when I was a child, because a lot of people couldn't read. Today, everybody know what fornication means, adultery means, et cetera, et cetera. But back then, when I was a younger person, in the early 50s, there was a lot of our people that couldn't read, probably a lot of Caucasians too, but I didn't know that. But I learned and knew of some people, but I learned as years went on and I got older that there was a great deal of people couldn't read in the 50s. And then I understood why. They were not allowed to go to school. The ones that were enslaved, the slave masters were telling other slave masters, well, let us find you teaching them. A white man couldn't even teach us. And not let it be found out they're punishing. A man to reproduce and make pictures, images of the same thing, and not images as paintings. When we look at the car, we don't just see a painting. Somebody might have drew that. We look at a house, we don't just see a painting. We see that there are things you're inspired to see that maybe everybody got a feel for but don't see it. But it's a new direction for us as a people. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came to us, and I say came to us because it physically, no, not came, but the message, it began to inspire us that we can come together and do something. So when I look at the statement I'm making today to speak on, our world is the same creation. I went from world to creation. But our world is the same creation Allah created for every human, starting with Adam. Nobody built anything without the creation that Allah gave us to live in. And he didn't just give us the earth to live in. Think about this man. Right today, all of us are seeing on the news this little, I forget right now the term they're using for the structure that's in the water, so deep that they don't know what's happening. Where's that?
Submersible.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So here it is, four or five people in there, too tight to live in it. And they're so far out, so far under. I mean, submarines don't even go down that far. They're saying. Here it is, and we've seen on movies, whether it's attached to our thinking, but we've seen movies that shows that the ships can go so far down, and in some spaces, even fish don't go down there. It's so deep. But here today, man has devised a little container. May not be as long as a Cadillac. But for them to be inside of it, you know, you can sit six people inside a Cadillac and the motor and the trunk and everything like that. If it was the size of a pickup truck. And they're in the water. And at a certain point, they can't even communicate back. Sonar is some found. In the creation that man created to be useful by us. There's a reason why I'm saying it in this manner. Everything that can be found in creation, everything, anywhere in the world, We can't escape creation and live. When we have escaped creation, we usually did.
Mm.
And as far as we know, their body is just laying in the ground. But we're told even there, there can be some disruption. So we pray for the dead that they have peace in their grave. Think about that. I don't remember ever having that discussion. Here we are today. We're understanding that your grave could be hell. And we pray against it. We pray against it for those who have gone and pray against it for those of us that see we're going to go there soon, one day. But everything that exists comes from the creation, and the creation was established by Allah. Let us take a break.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the Bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, AM360. Nate Muhammad. I'd like to read from the Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 1 to 9. Allah is no God but He, the living, the self-sustaining, eternal. It is He who sent down to thee, step by step, in truth, the book, confirming what went before it. And He sent down the law of Moses and the gospel of Jesus before this as a guide to mankind. And He sent down criterion of judgments between right and wrong. Then those who reject faith in the signs of Allah will suffer the severe penalty. And Allah is exalted and mighty, Lord of the retributations. From Allah, verily, nothing is hidden on earth or in the heaven. It is who shaped you in the womb, and He shaped you in the womb as He pleased. There is no God but He, the exalted and mighty, the wise. He it is who has sent down to thee the book. In it are verses, basic or fundamental. Others are not of well-established meaning, but those in whose heart is perversity. Follow the part, therefore, that is not well established. Follow the part that is not of well established meaning, seeking this card and searching for the hidden meaning. But no one knows its true meaning except Allah. And those who are firmly grounded in knowledge say, we believe in the book, whole of it. It is from our Lord. And none will grasp the meaning except men of understanding. Our Lord, they said, let not our hearts deviate now after they had guidance, but grant us mercy from thy own presence, for thou art the grantor of boundaries. Without our Lord, Those are he that will guide, will gather mankind. Gather mankind together against a day about which there is no doubt, for Allah never fail in his promise. Allah like that.
All right, well, thank you, Brother Nate. And once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self, and I want to continue from where I was. And I'm speaking to the fact that our world is the same creation Allah created for every human, starting with Adam, that I'm getting to. There's a point that I want to bring out. Our people as a whole were brought here by Allah's permission. Let us take the white man out if we can for the moment.
Right.
He didn't know to do it. He didn't know as a world, as a country, it was going to happen like that. Allah made the plan and made sure that we safely, chained or otherwise, came across these waters in multitudes, so to speak. No, let me change that. Not came, was brought. Brought and put on blocks to be sold. We can get angry at somebody if we want, but realistically, the ones who did it, they're not here. Something your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did to my grandmother or my grandfather, it has no bearing. But what I'm speaking to more importantly is that the human being, he's able to build and to move in creation the way Allah wants him to move, the way the Creator wants him to move, the way God wants him to move. If we see either those that we believe in, some say they don't believe in God. I don't believe that. I've seen atheists say they don't believe in God, and some hit them and they say, "Oh Lord, oh God." They holler at them. Matter of fact, they make it so loud, everybody got to turn around and say, "Who said that? They're so loud." But the reality is everything in creation, you can't touch nothing in creation. Allah, the one God, created it for our use. There's not any air found anywhere that Allah did not make for our use. I don't know how to make these containers that you go underwater with, put on your back and put the thing in your mouth, and put air in your body so you can live underwater. You can swim underwater. I don't know how to make that. But Allah gave it to human beings to create it for their use. And we was able, because of stuff like that, things like that, study the water.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the ability to somebody to put together an engine, a motor, that will hold thousands of pounds of metal, plus other stuff, luggage, people, food, et cetera, to go up in the air. Allah gave us that. He gave us the science of that. Man don't know science without Allah's help. Every human being has a piece of the puzzle that humanity needs to exist on this earth, anywhere on this earth, in the air, in the water, in a home, or whatever the case may be. Even the prescriptions of drugs and usage of things, items, things that will actually be useful to work with someone's health. Allah put that in the air for us to study, to find. Every human being. I got my reason for taking it this way. And I don't think I'm saying anything new to anyone unless it's a baby. Baby might not know what I'm talking about, but the average man, the average woman, can actually understand what I'm saying. In our building, in our working to bring things about, we're inspired. Every generation is inspired to pull something out of the creation that works for them, the finder, as well works for others. Some things are new. Some things seem to be, have been hidden, and we find out just by doing a few things. You find somebody that can find out how to do something, one part of the earth, where another part already of the earth, people have already found out, but they didn't share it. That's Allah allowing minds in different parts of the world to become inspired see something and just test it and realize, oh, this could hurt you, or this could help you. But even a thing, usually that can hurt us. We can take and do something with it to make it useful for us. The metals or anything like that, it happened for us in that. And when it happened for us, we find easy to build for the world of mankind, all of speaking like this for a reason. I'm not just talking about things that have been done. I'm talking now about things that has to be done that hasn't been done for people. When we look at the world, they have been just and unjust leadership all around the world. Allah says to the people concerning his book, the Quran, and the message that he gave to his messenger, our prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that I will give this to you, and if you don't do what you're supposed to do with it, I'll take it from you and give it to someone else. I'm willing to sit down and discuss with Arabs, Orientals, other African, or blacks, I should say, every other dark-skinned people, don't have to be African, but Caucasians from wherever in the world, to prove that everything that comes from God comes to all of us. The problem we have here in America, too many of us, we don't have a type of fear. It's some that just have the fear of working with their own. Now, other people may suffer that. I don't know. I'm not among other people. I don't have no experience with any other group of people other than my own. I lived in Vietnam, but I didn't live with Vietnamese. I was at war with Viet Cong, which are not Vietnamese. Can't tell the two apart. But I was able to exist there, and prayerfully, I didn't harm anybody that wasn't supposed to be harmed because of the war. But here in America, I know our people. And knowing our people, I know that there are some of us that are afraid to work with each other. Many years ago, they was afraid to be seen together, even though, you know, when you walk down the street, you see two spots, as they used to call us, two spots. They ain't going to be seen by themselves if they just get away from the other. And when I ain't going to do nothing with them, they think we coming together. And what they do is they divide their group back in that time, that one go with that one, go get that one, and one go get the other one. And both of them suffer the same penalty. It could be hung.
If they stayed together,
they might have been able to defend themselves. Yeah. That's right. But the whole thing is, and again, this is not to bring anger to nobody. I believe Allah made us slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And he made us a special type slave.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at Caucasians. I'm being mad at any human being. If I got to do something to you, then I'll do it to you. You touch something that wasn't supposed to be touched, I might break your hands because you know don't put your fingers on everything.
Put them off.
I put people in the hospital. And I ain't talking bad guy. I ain't talking like that. That ain't what I mean. In the days of the nation, there were people that did things to sisters. I went out and found them. I didn't kill them, but I did put them in the hospital. And it had got to such a point in Philadelphia, check the papers, 69 after September, right through at least 71. In Philadelphia, the police officers, many of them, I ain't going to say all of them, but many of them, they come to a scene and they see a Muslim wailing on somebody. They sit at the corner. And then their car, they let the siren go on, the light flash. I'm telling you something that I know for a fact. I ain't telling you something somebody told me. And wait till the person is finished being punished. Pick the person up after we pull off. And I've witnessed one time they brought me to the station, police station, where somebody had gotten punished like that. As soon as I walked in the door, the guy that was punished was sitting down and said, there you go, that's the one that did it. And the officer He was in plain clothes. He could have been a detective. I don't know. He says, is that who you're talking about, the Muslim? He said, yeah, he didn't want to attack me. He said, man, he said, brother, go ahead on out. He told me to go ahead and leave. And as I was turning to leave, he told him, if the Muslims did something to you, you must have did something to them. They don't bother anybody. Now, that don't make us tough guys. That means that we'll defend what's our own.
That means you don't bother nobody.
Yeah, we don't bother nobody. That's right. So what I'm saying is even the law worked with us in many cases in America. When they seen it was the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's people, they seen the honorability was good for everybody. It was good for even Caucasians. But we wasn't saying, even though we were saying the white man is the devil, we wouldn't say go do something to him. No, we just said don't be fair for him. That Allah will take care of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that just was natural for us. Today, when we look at our people, even back then, but more today, and it should not be here today. There's too much insight, too much knowledge that have come across the humanity in America. We shouldn't have this. But we act like, and I'm mainly saying this for the Muslims who came through the Nation of Islam, we're beginning to act like if we don't have a teacher from somewhere else, we ain't right. Do you know we don't never have to know Arabic? According to what Allah says in the Quran, we have to teach our people in the language they know, even if we know the Arabic. Now, we should have schools. We should, and like I said, I'm not against Arabic or any other language. Our schools should be teaching 5 to 6 languages. When children get out of 6th grade, they should know 5 to 6 languages. And again, they will never be inferior to nobody after that. Keep on learning until they learn every language around the country, beyond the 5th or the 6th. But the 5th or 6th grade, we should have a minimum through our schools, the Clara Muhammad schools, those that still do the University of Islam in some places. We should, and other schools that are considered to be our schools. We should have it where our children continue to learn languages. Our people can turn, but not only just learn languages. Even though language, if you know the languages, it's a big business. You can go places where they need interpreters. And they pay them well. These are not lightweight situations. But we have to see that we got a hang up for man, but not this black man in America. He created it for us and not for no one else. And we know that ain't the way Allah did it. He created it for the whole humanity. When I say he created it for us, we were slaves. The Muslims among us were slaves here in America. Erased of our faith. Erased of our languages. Erased of knowing our family ties. But today, to get them back, you don't do what you're supposed to do. We didn't have that then. Even though we were Muslims once upon a time. Our foreparents. If you don't do what you're supposed to do, I'll take it from you and give it to someone else. And I asked all of us, look around the world. Where is there a Muslim body of people that have say in the world today, which should all be all over the East, more than America? But it should be in America today, that's a certain. Where anybody is holding up to show how to be the human being that Allah has elevated? No, that's on us today. Allah has favored us to learn the faith. But we got to build. We got to come together and build. Our messages, some of the men around the country, I'm not ashamed of them, but they're slipping. They feel like we got to look like Arabs or someone else. I accept that too. They said they have slipped. So they ain't slipping, they have slipped. I mean, they already down. But it's because sometimes some of them can get in a position to explain something, they can't explain it. So it's easier rather than to explain it. In other words, if somebody asks me who I am, I know exactly who I am.
Right.
I still, if you call me Harry, I answer Harry. If you want to call me Harry Adex, I'm Harry Adex.
Right.
If you want to call me Mims, I'm still Mims. The name I chose was Wali Ayub Bilal. I'm one of the imams, been one of the imams in the past before I got the new name. been one of the captains, been one of the lieutenants.
Been
in the ranks, that's right. Sold papers, you know what I mean? Once upon a time, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called us, so-called Negro.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not telling anybody to follow me. I'm saying let's work together. I need you as much, if not more, than you need me. Not your money. Our money is going to work together one day to build something in the society as I opened up. We put it together, it'll work.
That's right.
But Allah has made the creation for the man to build from it. So what part we don't belong at? We have our own scientists. And I don't mean they're purposely our own scientists, but they are scientists who are African-American descendants of slaves. There are people who can lecture, people who can cook, people who can make cars. We have to come together and become useful and utilize be useful for humanity, for our sake first. You don't build for everybody else before you build for yourself, or else you're back at a service state. No, we have to build something for ourselves. So I'm professing, stating the model community. We have to work on it. We don't need to talk about it. We need to take those who are skilled and begin to get, ask them to formulate what's necessary for them as a group that think the same. And when I say think the same, meaning this, if I'm a doctor, I should be communicating with doctors. I can communicate with everybody else, but I should be talking to doctors and people that know health to open up a hospital, to open up a medical school, medical clinics. If I'm a person that just know education, and I don't mean just like that's a small thing, I should definitely be working on an educational facility, schools, whether they're schools that teach trades, whether they're schools that just teach from the lower grade, the elementary grade, on up to high school, whether they're college-like, university-like. I should begin with people that are like putting down together what would a school that would really benefit us as a people, what should it look like? Can anybody else come to what we do? Yes. But we should be building it to make sure we are out in the front of getting the best that we can give to humanity. The creation is too big to say we can't do it. But for some reason, we act like we don't want to do something together. As I've said, many of my brothers, the imams. And good, they're good at what they do. But it's almost like they're ashamed, fearful of holding on to what we used to live. They can't explain the Nation of Islam with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad not being here. No, we got to be able to explain it. That's Allah sending us something special. Why? He put us in a special position.
Mm-hmm.
He put us in slavery to erase everything, make us a blank page so he can write on it. No confusion. So did he need the empty to write? He can write on top of anything he wants. But we may not see it. In this day and time, we're supposed to see Allah's hand all over that.
Mm.
We the time we were slaves was a long time. But how much longer do we as a people got to live? And we today will be the image. Nobody, think about it. Start checking around, peeping around when you're in places. Nobody want to think we in the front. They want to look down at us. So Allah says, if you don't do what you're supposed to do with it, I'll take it and give it to another people. The Prophet said, each time Islam returned to a people, it will be to the people who are on the bottom, so to speak, people reject, downtrodden, et cetera. We're the best candidate to carry the message. And we didn't become that way on our own. Trust that. That's a design that Allah gave us. Make a slave in a country that we didn't even know. The language to nobody, and anybody that understand us, and we understand them in their language. 400 and some years of it. Erase the man that exists because there's something new coming into him. the Quran. And many of us, we listen to our foreign, and I'd like the leaders to have a dialogue one day. I'm talking about the leaders from everywhere. Why do our brothers from overseas think we need to talk on sin so much? You know, you need to pray for your sins this week. Then some will get up and say, because Allah won't forgive you for that. Who gave you permission to say what Allah will forgive? Allah forgive everything. That's his prerogative. When he wants, he forgives it. Who said that? He said it in the Quran. He says that even for your punishment, I give you equal for your wrong. You did a pound's worth of punishment, I give you a pound's worth of punishment. I mean, you did a pound's worth of wrong, I give you a pound's worth of punishment, unless I forgive you. How do he forgive you? You do a half a pound, a quarter pound worth of good, I multiply it without counting. That means it might not stop at a pound. He may take that quarter pound of goods you did and give you 50 pounds. That 50 pounds erased that other piece. Now, that don't mean, I ain't saying nothing near or like, go out and do some wrong because you can erase it with some good. No, stay away from the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason for us to do wrong. If everybody look at, let's call your wrong a mistake. Let's not just say it's wrong because some people don't think they can get away from it. Let's just say it was a mistake. How do you correct a mistake? If you're writing a piece of paper and you wrote the wrong word, then you get an eraser. And if it's in pen and you can't do it, you may have to start all over and get a new piece of paper. Then write everything you already put down, but spell it right this time. A mistake can be erased. Allah says they can. A sin can be erased. They talk to us. I wind up in messages. They got brothers talking. Some who are students, African-American, who are students in the East, sound just like them. I'm wondering, you know, in the first, I sent a message to somebody because they sent information to me like this. I said, in the days I came in the nation, first I was raised by my father and mother in the church. I learned about God in the church. I learned about praying in the church. And I think I've been a good person all my life. I came in the nation after leaving Vietnam, which I read in Vietnam, the Quran, the Bible, How to Eat, Live, Message of the Black Man. Highlighting the fact that I read the Quran three times cover to cover and the Bible three times cover to cover, which I had read the Bible many times with my father. But the bottom line is I read the How to Eat, Live, Message of the Black Man at least four times a month. Reading was my hobby. So I come home and do that, and I come right into the nation. I get home in Philadelphia, July 14, 1969. July 18th, I go and begin joining the nation. So that already went one time right before I was transferred to Vietnam, and that's how I took the material with me to read in Vietnam. But I joined. I learned to pray while I was in orientation class. I learned to speak some Arabic while I was in orientation class. And one of those of us that was in the nation, the brother classes and whatnot, and even out on the floor, the temple meetings, we would say, go out and fish, bring the people in. And sometimes they saw us talking to each other. They said, we ain't asked nobody to fish no whales, meaning you're already in. Go out and get somebody that didn't hear this before.
Talk to new people.
That's right. Not trying to talk to the same people. So here we are today. We got people sending around Texas, saying it over the rostrum. Don't forget to pray. Well, you Muslim. What do you mean don't forget to pray? What? I don't think of Muslims sitting around here that won't pray or forget to pray. That's going to go do wrong. If it is, then our image upon each other is not strong enough. But those who are being taught by those from overseas, they're doing a lot of talk about sin, a lot of talk about your prayers. I pray five times a day, every day. Sometimes I run a little late making it. I forget what I do. I ask Allah for forgiveness and make it. But there's no day, by Allah's permission, that I'm going to forget all five of my prayers, all five of them are running late. No. And I can do extra prayers too? Hey, you know what I mean? So what are they saying? You all don't know nothing. Our brothers from this East and other parts of the world, if they've been from here and been taught over there, they got to stop thinking that about us. Imams who are imams out of the Nation of Islam should be strong enough to uphold what Allah gave to us here in America. People didn't give this to us. There's no band of people that came together. Let's say, let's go to America. Remember, just a little while ago, they said Shaitan runs America, the big Shaitan in America, or America's a big Shaitan. That's how they said it. You don't even hear them saying it today. It's like they made love, no, not intentionally, love for Shaitan. But they love coming here. If it was Shaitan, what you coming here for, especially if you was already in heaven? I don't think if I'm sitting in paradise, I'm going to be asking to come out to the hellfire to go talk to nobody. I might ask for their release from the hellfire. All I'm saying clearly is that everything that is in creation that functions for man, Allah put it there. Nothing exists without Allah putting it there. And Allah put the human being there to learn how to use it. Anything that we got and we're not using it, we should go through our things every now and then. Paperwork sometimes that I might have wrote a year ago or more,
mm-hmm.
that I can use the language in it when I'm doing certain things today.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change. It improves.
That's right.
But the foundation is the same. What we stand on is exactly the same. But I never need someone come and tell me from the East, from anywhere, learn from the East. Your mother's a Christian. So she's a Catholic. Allah doesn't say that in the Quran. And I wish some of our brothers and sisters would open the Quran for themselves. The Quran is for our own reading. That's why you can take a book to your house, to your room. Even in prison, they let you read your Quran.
Mm-hmm.
At least I did time. I told everybody that. I had my Quran. I read it regularly. So you can read. Allah will speak to you. And Allah has not made us to be enslaved to anyone other than himself, even during slavery. During our slavery time, our fathers and forefathers, I should say, it's in history that they got beat if they was even found praying.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them might have got killed. So it didn't stop them from praying. I've heard many stories where they prayed that the future will be better for their children. May not get to me, but I hope it'll be better for our offspring. So we're today looking in the Quran, looking in the Bible, our Christian brothers and sisters,
mm-hmm.
and can't see that Allah has carved this world out for man and not man of any particular race or any particular land, state, any type, anything that changed one man from looking like the other man. No, all of us. But we have to, you and I, African-American descendants of slaves, we have to first build with our family. Every man. Where's his family? Don't let your family go. They have to see you. How to be me personally, and I'm not giving you me to follow. And nobody can say they know me and didn't ever hear about my father, how I feel about him. My father gave me information. I don't know him to curse. I don't know him to drink. Can't say he never did it. I don't know him to do it. I don't know him to lie. I don't know him to treat somebody bad. So what image am I going to follow but that? Because that's the image that God wants us to have. Then I come to find out later, this is the same as Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. And because Allah says how we should feel about Muhammad the prophet, he is a reason why he could stand in front of my father. But if it wasn't for what Allah said, I don't know a man could stand in front of my father. I give it to Imam W.D. Muhammad. I give it to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Why? My father talked like them. I don't mean saying exact words. He raised me like they're speaking. But they were able to build communities. My father was really strong with the family, and we got a large family. But they, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, got my family in the nation. The Imam Muhammad got my family in the same movement he's moving. And at the same time, he got people all over the country, some somewhere else in the world. So I have to give credit to them that they stand taller than my father for those reasons. But as far as me walking with somebody every day, and nobody stands taller than my Father. And I thank Allah for that. Who could have gave him to me? He's a part of creation. My Father's creation, part of creation. It's right in the language. What we got in creation, God gave it to us. What are we going to do with it? So I'm very proud to be able to say I have a Father who is a man. I've never heard him curse. I've never seen him angry. And I feel good that I could say, ain't nobody ever seen me angry. I don't have to be angry that you did something you wasn't supposed to do. And, you know, they got people that pull switches on an electric chair. They ain't got to be angry to do this. It's their job.
That's why they put a hood.
That's right. They cover themselves. That's right. So, I mean, I was in the military. I killed. I murdered. It could be called murder. Because I was in the war. I carried three weapons, M79, 45, and M16, a rifle. You know what I mean? And the M79, I don't know who it hit because it's a grenade. I throw it off from a rifle shot. It looked like a sawed-off shotgun with a little wider barrel.
Mm.
I shoot my grenades. They go so many feet, not just a few feet. They're out of my reach. If it was too close to me, the shrapnel will get me. People, because every now and then when it hit, I hear them holler. And like I said before, the tanks would know where the shot went, open up on it. And they would do their rounds out of the what looked like a cannon barrel. And then they would also do that heavy duty, what looked like shoots like a machine gun. Bigger shells, though. And after a while, it get quiet. But I know from the sound, from the hit, somebody died, even if we can't find the body. Somebody got hit, excuse me. But I would think once all that ammunition went in there from the tank, they died. So we don't have to be bad people to wind up in a circumstance that we took a life. But when we look at goodness in ourselves, we have to say, what will I do with this? I submit to Allah. That's what it has to be. I'm not going to harm nobody unnecessarily and pray I don't have to harm nobody at all. Now, Allah will keep it out of my way. I'm praying that I don't have to do it at all. I haven't had to do nothing to nobody. So you, me, all of us, we got to come together wherever we at with our people, our family first, bring our family to understand. I don't mean stop now where we at. Our family should be getting it all the time. So our family should be in with us as close as they could get, but then our community, our Muslim community, has to be wide open to it. Now, somebody else might say, well, no, we'll get the Muslim community first. Then you need to go look and see what their family look like. Maybe they neglect their family. You know what I mean? Some men, I don't know about sisters, I ain't never been one to find out, but some men have given to a street brotherhood before Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't do nothing with their family. They might have disliked their family, whatever the case is. Or they might just think that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, the way to do it, Allah tells us, your family.
Family was divided.
Yeah.
Left with a print on the people's minds that they didn't like it.
That's
because
right.
They couldn't understand what was going on.
That's right. That's right. So if, we may have been the one that caused the family to stand off. So all of us, we have to see, Allah has made us one people. We got so many ways of identifying ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We are descendant of slaves. If somebody's not a descendant of the slaves here in America, then maybe they could step outside the box. They're welcome to stay in, but they could step outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
So we're descendants of slaves. We're all from somewhere that we don't know where we came from because of that. We all pretty much look alike, meaning our skin is of color. And we have been the ones that's downtrodden and need to pick ourselves up. Allah has given us that opportunity. You don't have the opportunity from me. You got it from Allah. I don't have it from you. I got it from Allah. But how will I display it? In the same manner for those who work together to build the model community or build business, build educational facilities, build medical centers, build banks and credit unions and things of that nature so we can exist. So I'm still working and hoping that we can do a Zoom this month. Not this month, excuse me, July. You know what I mean? I'm still waiting for, I will reach out again today or tomorrow morning and see if I can reach some of those that I've become a little aware of community-wide Shore Conference to directly find out who should I speak to find out can CWSC be the host, so to speak, of a Zoom program. Because what? I'm not technically savvy, and if I'm talking, I ain't too much paying attention to the technology, but they do. And they are brain bank, think tank. They more would come out of it for us if someone that's doing it know what's the next step for it. Me, I'm not that person, so to speak. Can I be? Yes, but I'm not that person. I'm trained to be it, sure. But my interest is building the institution that we're trying to do here, halal industry. And we've been held up by the city. We shouldn't have been held up. But I do believe this, for all these years we've been held up. And Muslims could be our rescue. But it hasn't been that way. But in moving along, I believe that when you're doing something, Allah tests you. And he tests you in your conviction. He's not, Nate's sitting right here, he's not testing me to test Nate. No, he tested me to test me, and he'll test Nate to test Nate.
That's right.
So we've been working together, and this is going on 18 years of a delay. And it's been someone downtown in the city working with developers trying to, not scare me, they can't scare me, but trying to ease me out, if I could say it that way.
Frustrate
me. As I said, the people we brought the property from, when I paid it off, the day we were talking and exchanging paperwork to finalize everything, the young man that represented his mother-in-law in the sale, he said, look, Wally, I can give you some people downtown working on Delaware Avenue, a major project. They want to give you $5 million a day. They'll give you it today for your property. And I had to ask him, Mike, what's wrong with you, man? But I'm going to do it $5 million, put it in my pocket. I said, you forget about my plan for my people? This is what we're establishing this for our people, not just for the Muslims. The Muslims will be the greatest to benefit, especially initially. But those of us that are not Muslim, if you've come to the part to harden your heart against our own people, you don't have Islam. You got a diseased heart. Remember, we weren't Muslims once upon a time. We were born Muslim, but we didn't even know that. Someone brought Islam to our ear. So how can we be harsh on someone? I mean, right now I'm saying even if they're Caucasian. But I'd have to tell the Caucasian, I'd have to tell the Arab, I'd have to tell everybody else, my people first in what I'm trying to do. Well, can we contribute? Can we benefit by being a part? Yes, you can. But I have to help my people first. What do you want to do? We want to establish businesses in our community. We want to establish home life. Gentrification is not a bad word. It means to beautify your community. But if they take your community from you, what are you going to beautify? Well, we'll give you $100,000. We'll give you $200,000 for your house. And I've met a few people. I haven't met a lot of people who sold their houses for those hundreds or those $200,000. To say a few years later when we bumped into each other, man, I wish I wouldn't have sold it. I ain't got nowhere to live now. Why? Because the things that you're buying start at those amounts. So if you go into a $200,000 but sold your house for $100,000, you ain't got nothing. You're going to be working soon anyway. So the key is, can we establish the model community? In the model community, we need businesses of all types. Lawyers, doctors, school teachers, architects, engineers, developers. I mean, I can't even say their name from A to Z. A to Z. There's someone that are good on bringing words based on letters. I'm sure could list everything we need from A to Z. Some of the letters will have more than one character in it. But we need to build. the model community Imam Muhammad spoke of. He didn't give us a pitch of it. He knew we would know. We just got to do it. What does it look like? So that's what I'm hoping that we have a Zoom. July, we'll be putting the date out shortly. July, we want to do it before the month go out, possibly the middle of the month. And in doing that, we're calling on us, those of us who have something to contribute, not money. We ain't talking about that right now. Contribute means you may be a teacher. You may think, well, how to do build a community? By formulating with other educators how our school will look, because we're going to have to build one possibly from ground up unless we buy an institution that looks in good enough condition just to operate it, start operating and clean it up. We need people that know land to know if we build it on soil that is healthy or unhealthy. That ain't me, that's somebody else. So we need that person in the Zoom. We need the developers, the developer on top. We need real estate agents from among us. We got something about having a Caucasian, a real estate agent? No. We just want African American and preferably Muslim, but he don't have to be Muslim. We want honest people that ain't going to cheat, ain't going to steal, ain't going to lie to us. All of that. We want everything to be there so we can talk on what does it look like to have a model community. How will we establish it? That model community, once it's established, we'll follow the model of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
We establish one in this state or this side of the country. The next one will be in another side or another state until we got at least one in every major state, major city in every state, at least one. Then we'll find ourselves electrifying it, because as we grow, we'll have more wealth collectively to actually spread even more, that there'll be two or three in a state, in different cities. Some place there'll be a whole lot of what's in there. What else is in a model community? I mentioned if we wanted to get 1,000 acres of land, and it was shown that we can build on it 1,000 homes, one per acre, just an illustration. It don't have to be that. But one per acre. And each house that's built on that acre can house five people, possibly a father, mother, and three children. Maybe a father, mother, and a grandmom, and something, you know how we split up. But either way, if we just estimated it, then I'm not saying it got to be that. Architects, engineers can take that format and begin to show. But if we did it based on something like that, we need to discuss it. We did 1,000 acres, and we put a home on the acre that housed five people. And that means we got a community of 5,000 people. We can make it 20,000 people by putting it on each acre, one home on a quarter of an acre. So that means four houses are built on equal shares of one-fourth of that acre. So we went four times greater than the 5,000, so you got 20,000 people living in the community. That's a nice sized body of people doing something for themselves. We got to have strip malls that serve directly to that community. And others can come from communities outside to buy and purchase from there. But we need them there. We need only our own law, fire, and health department, emergency department. Maybe volunteers. They'll be getting paid, but they still might be volunteers. Whatever way we have to start our own. Somebody said, well, you can't have your own police. How come the colleges can't? How can they do it if we can't do it? We can do it too. But we need to discuss that. So we need people to be on the Zoom that knows these fields that they are in. It might be nothing I mentioned yet. But they need to know the field that they are in to discuss it, why we need what you do.
And somebody might say, oh, what I do, ain't nobody going to need that. Anything that somebody do to help a community grow, we need it. If a person said that they, all they do is mop, well, we need a maintenance service. All the buildings that would be considered like the small government building that we may have in that section. When I say government building, there would be somebody that would be like a mayor for that little place. May not be called mayor, but we have someone that will represent the body of people. That we need to discuss that. Then we need to come out live collectively to the public. So we'll have a convention maybe. We like to do the Zoom July. We may can have a convention, call on people from around the country to come or Zoom in from the end of this year, or definitely in 2024, and with the goal of building, starting in 2024, starting at least one somewhere. These are not hope things we could do. That's nothing. We got people that got thousands of acres of land by themselves, families. Their land, they got cattle on it, some of them ain't got none on it. Some of them, they're not even using it as a farm no more. And I'm not talking about purchasing their land. They know what to do on their land, but they didn't have use for it. So we have to see how can we come together and do things when it's time, and it is time. Let us take a break.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, E-Man, Wally Ayu Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc. And co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to host, to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at SHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Parent Corporation Community Washore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nate. Once again, this is Imam Wally Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry Do for Self. continuing with the thought, our world is the same creation Allah created for every human, starting with Adam. And as I said, I'm saying that because there's no reason for us as a people not to come together. Some of us, we use religions. We Muslims, sometimes we don't want to work with Christians. Christians don't want to work with Muslims. In the same family, but you don't want to work with each other. But yet everything else builds around us and limits us or takes from us. And we don't see the difference. We don't see the problem. So Allah has made it so man will use the creation. So if we don't even want to deal with anybody else, let us get in the challenge of building something no one else built yet. We need to start with the model community to put our energies together to show ourselves that we have the ability to establish here in America just like anybody else. Again, Adam didn't see all this, but we can see Adam. And we can see the children of Adam since Adam. Can we see all of them? No, we don't know how many it was. But today, right now, we're talking over the air. How can we talk so far over the air? I look and I see numbers on the board. That's from around the country. There's, you go to Facebook, you can talk to us anywhere in the world. One of the things that we got to have, that's one of the things, whether we started a model community or not, as Blouse Inc. opens its establishment that pleases Allah and we're successful, we want to establish a tower. A tower will give us our own radio, our own TV, our own podcast, whatever the case may be. I don't want to run it, but I do believe if I'm successful, making the cash, if I could say it that way. We're doing what we need to do. I don't have a problem. My whole goal in this is to be successful with the industry to the point that we finance a lot of things. And as I said before, I believe there are many more people out there like me that if they have the money, they'll do something. And I believe there's a lot out there like me who have the money, but are restricted in the way that they're taught or educated or the crowd they're with, not to put the money up. We got a few billionaires among us. We got a lot of millionaires among us that could come together and do things, but they have to see the image. And remember, Allah tells us to look at Muhammad the Prophet, not just look at him, because you might make a mistake and want to dress like him. And the people that's even over there today, they're not dressing the way he dressed. If you read the hadith, Bukhari, I would say first, you'll find that his dress, the way they spoke of the dress, was different from ours. But we don't need that dress. We live in America. And Americans can have their own dress. But Allah's prophet, prayers and peace be upon Allah's messenger, our prophet, excuse me, said clearly, to his companions, when you talk to people and you don't know their language, don't lead them. Don't get out in front of them. Teach them the five pillars and let them teach their people. Why? Allah has made his message clear to Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. But in the language that a person speaks, it's clear to them. He says, I'm your Lord. In the person's language, you mean that can't come out clear?
Mm-hmm.
That I shouldn't be serving a man? That I shouldn't be afraid to live? That I should have stepped, don't do wrong. Don't live wrong or I'll punish you. That can't come clear? No, Allah's clear message has to go to people. Part of the clear message and proof, you know, people sometimes get a message from a distance. They see something. They say, man, you know, and think about it. Those of us that was in the nation, our people saw some. The Caucasians of America, they saw it. And we weren't doing it for show.
That's right.
We was following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And there was many people and others that would like you to think that Elijah Muhammad, he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't until Allah gave it to him. Once Allah gave it to him, he stayed on course.
when he said the man is God. Well, if you got it that way, you got it that way. If you read the Quran, you knew that man couldn't be God. You know what I mean? Our beloved brothers and sisters, family and otherwise, that's Christians. If they just read scriptures correctly, do you know they can thank God for the servant, Jesus, just like we thank him for Muhammad. Muhammad is not up there with Allah. If a Muslim is holding Muhammad up with Allah, he's wrong. No, Muhammad is a man who was the prophet for humanity and the messenger of Allah. He came with a message from God. God exists, always did exist. Outside of everything that do exist, he don't need nothing from anything. His whole creation was put together for you and I, men, women, physical people, to grow, to learn his creation and utilize it. You, me, African Americans, we're not getting the best utility from it. We're not utilizing it as we should. We talk too much about someone coming from another country coming here and getting in front of us. The government give them a check. Whether they do or not, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? Why we can't build our own? Like I say many times, they say that our neighborhoods are food deserts. That means we ain't got no food that we selling for ourselves. If they take their food out of here, we'll starve. That's what that means. We got black cowboys, the farmers, black farmers, the black farmers.
Right.
Every year they got to ask the president for something. I've been saying for years, we are the ones that they're waiting for. That action is nearly possible for us right now. And when I say us, I'm talking about Bilal's Inc. right now. That we want to contact them and let them. I wanted to contact them years ago. We weren't ready. I'm still battling in Philadelphia trying to get things straight with the property. There's a lawyer in the city that is utilizing his strengths to block, hoping that I will sell. That ain't working. For me to sell and lose out, what's for our people? No. And what's the dedication? Allah has allowed all of us to grow in the world. And some of us will never see that we're supposed to build for others, and some of us will. Some may be frustrated, but all of us are not frustrated. Our bidding together to build from what we have. Anyone that feels that they're ashamed, they don't want to identify where they came from, they need to strengthen themselves. You can't change it. Every one of us come from where Allah put us. In other words, I can't be anything other than an African-American descendant of a slave. I'm not an African. Oh, brother, you from the African tribe. I'm not from the African tribe. If you want to identify me that way, why even them that's born in Africa? That's not the beginning of their life. Their beginning is life like mine like theirs, like the French, like the Spanish, like the Italian, like the Polish, like the English. All of our beginning is with Adam. When we recognize that Allah has created Adam, and from that multiplied many men and women. It says it in the Quran, just that simple. Where are we from? Wherever Allah allowed us to be birthed at. I was birthed here in America. Matter of fact, here in Philadelphia. I'm not jumping up to say that I'm an African. And I'm not saying because the African didn't do nothing for me or they owe me any. No. Allah made me where I'm at. That's what we got to unscrew. Because the nonsense that I'm someone that ain't where I'm at, but I'm from somewhere else. Now, I lived in Chicago. I lived short period of time in Florida. I lived in Jersey. Might have been somebody. I lived in Fort Washington here in Pennsylvania, not far from Philly. Most of my life is in Philadelphia. That's me moving around, changing my life one place or another. I lived in Oxford, Wisconsin. I live in upstate Pennsylvania. Oxford, Nate looking at me funny, said Oxford, Wisconsin. I was in prison. I lived there. I wasn't dead. We worked Islam in the prison as well. You know what I mean? And I don't hesitate to say where I was. You know, one of my brother, he's deceased today. May Allah forgive him and have mercy on him, allow him to have paradise. He used to ask me, brother, when we was on the radio station, brother, man, why are you always telling people you was locked up? I'd rather tell you myself than you go find out later and say, oh, he trying to play like he clean. No, I got locked up before. You know what I mean? And I did good work in the prison. And the government even showed their appreciation because later on they sent me a piece of paper. I hadn't talked to them. I just reported like I was supposed to. I had 10 years of parole to walk off. And co-inmates, that's where we were. They were going back to the prison. They was letting me come in to speak. A month or so after I got out, you're not even allowed to do that, especially with 10 years parole.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were going in, and they was on parole too. We going in. And as we was going, before we got up there, one of the brothers said, look, I'm Brother Harry back then. I wasn't Wally yet. I want us to, I wasn't officially with the name change yet, you know what I mean, at that time. But when he said, I'm gonna write the parole people and see about them reducing my parole since I've been out. He had got out of before I did. And I told him I studied the law. I didn't see nothing. Literally, that was a Sunday. That same week on Wednesday when I got home, I had a letter in the mail. I didn't write nobody, but I had a letter in the mail from the commissioner saying, my name was Mims still at that time, Mr. Mims, because of your conduct in the prison and the things that you achieved, you have 10 years of parole to walk off. When they got that part, I still hadn't gotten the message. I'm wondering what they're going to tell me. The next line says, you are now released for them. We're taking the 10 years off you. So Allah is God. Allah works with you if you work with yourself.
Exactly.
And I had no idea that was coming. Never heard of it. Like I said, I read law books. Never heard of being able to give it back. Now, don't anybody go get some time just to see what they do it for you. You know what I mean? But my point is I lived in certain places. So but
testimony for your character.
That's what it was, the testimony for my character. The warden, I stopped the riot with the name that they got for the racist Caucasians in prison, and I'm, for some reason it's eluding me.
Oh, you're talking Aryan Nation.
Aryan Nation. Okay, I've been saying it right and forbidden. I forget on my own stuff. But either way, they was going to do a riot one day, and I broke up the riot. It had 11 Muslim brothers behind me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And stopped it. The whole car that was crowded with inmates and the warden and the guards in their black uniforms and shields, right? They riot gear. And all they heard coming from one side was, excuse me. Then the warden stopped talking. He looking because I'm so short, nobody could see me through the crowd. They just heard, excuse me. And the 11 brothers that was in the community before I got there, this was like my second week there. You know what I mean? The first weekend, right before the second weekend. And as I'm coming through the crowd, they let me in. The warden stepped back a little bit. The inmates stepped back to look at the leader of the Aryan Nation who was on the door with holding the handle. And I went over to him. And I said, excuse me. He said, what? And he said, what? That's what he said. I said, excuse me, move your hand. He moved his hand. And I probably looked like I was half his size, you know what I mean, just standing straight up. And he moved his hand. I opened the door, and when I went out, I had already told the brothers, if any of you don't walk out when I walk out, when I come back, I'm going to do something to you. So the 11 brothers walked out with me. And when they walked out, all the inmates walked out. And we went over to the track, and I sat down, and the few brothers that had been there before me told me, man, they're going to kill you, man. I said, They ain't going to do nothing to me. And I went and sat down and handled it. I had to call them a name they usually call me. When I sat down, they sat all in the field. The whole track was filled up with inmates. And he asked the Caucasian, big Caucasian, asked a question. He called me Brother Captain. I said, okay, now you made the mistake. You called, you recognized. In other words, I needed you to recognize, but I didn't even know that he knew that I was a Muslim. So he said, well, Brother Cap, so he heard about me before that.
Well,
I only been there.
Before,
yeah,
he got,
before he got to this question,
right.
That's right. So he asked, he said, why did you stop the riot? So I leaned forward and I used the N-word. I said, let me tell you in something. I was looking him in his eye. Now, you think about that Aryan Nation guy. Think his white is precious, and I'm calling him the N-word in front of everybody. I said, you guys don't want nothing, man. I run this prison. I said, you don't run the prison. I run it. You want something? You want salt? And that's what inmates want a lot of times, salt, sheet, not a sheet, a blanket, some soap. You don't want nothing. A little essential that you could just go to the office and get that commissary and buy it, or go to the guard and ask them for it. And I said, you don't want anything. I said, when you want something for now, you ask me. He said, you mean you're going to be able to get it? I said, I'll get you what you need. I said, you guys don't even get business, a lot of them. You don't get money on your book. My wife, this was Oxford, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my wife, I just got here. She's already visited me 2 times. I ain't been here but 2 weeks. She comes from Philadelphia. You think I'm going to let you shut down the prison? And I can't get a visit. I can't get my letters. I can't get nothing out of the commissary. So they settled. They ain't had no more questions. They sat there, and then after a moment, I was still talking a little bit. When I stopped, a few moments later, they all got up and started mingling in the yard and dispersing.
Yeah,
until the guards told them to come in. Me and the brother that was with me went in last. And, of course, the brother that said they're going to kill me, he said, man, I don't know how you did that. I said, Allah's God, man. You know, I'm going to let them. I just get in, I'm going to get locked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we went on in, and when we went in last. The lieutenant, he came to the door. Said the warden wanted to speak to you. The room was straight across from the yard door, so to the other side of the building. And I said, okay. And I told the brothers, y'all just go to your cell. And I know I'm talking on the radio, but I'm just saying, this is what Allah do for us.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when I went in the office, the warden looked at me, a captain who was paralyzed from a riot they had before I got there, which was started by Muslims. You know what I mean? So he was glad to see it. I didn't know they were glad. I didn't know what they was going to be. I hadn't talked to nobody. And when I stepped in the door, they looking from anybody outside. You think they getting ready to curse me out. You know what I mean? So I'm standing there. And the lieutenant went and shut the door. And as soon as he shut the door, the warden came over to me and hugged me and said, thank you, Captain Harry. Whatever you want. I said, I want to go home. Anything but that. And everybody started laughing. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying that to say, no, not to make a big deal of me. Allah gives us the opportunity. This nation of Islam that we came through, yes, it may have came in a mysterious way.
That's the law's hand.
That's the law's hand on it. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. But remember this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. I learned in the Haitian class, of which I was only in for part of it, but I graduated because the lieutenant liked the way I was moving. He taught me a little Arabic. He taught me how to pray, et cetera, et cetera. They let me graduate the class. But when we had this class, one of the things in the orientation class that was said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, if you learn these lessons and you take them to heart, your reward is Quran Kareem, and sometimes he'll say Quran Sharif.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a man that's telling us to study, and you get a Quran. He wasn't diagnosed to himself. I mean, now if you wanted to believe that, he said in the lessons in the same orientation class, when Farad Muhammad returned, he called him Master Farad. When he returned, he won't look like that. So he right there telling you, don't look for that man to be God. That's where I read it. And every time I was praying to Allah with my wife beside me, she my first wife, she would ask me after the prayer, why you keep looking back at this picture? I said, because as I start to pray, I keep hearing the voice of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad saying that when he returns, he won't look like that. So I'm saying to myself when I look around, that ain't God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So now, was I being, you know, blaspheming or anything? No, I just got something in my head from the lessons. I hadn't even really got a chance to talk to through with anybody else too much. I'm talking to myself. You know what I mean? And it's in my head. So the Muslims, all we got to do is really read the Quran. Read the Quran. You don't need an Arab. You don't need a black. You don't need a white. You don't need nobody, unless you can't read. You don't need nobody to tell you what it is, because Allah will feed you himself.
That's, you don't need nobody to teach
you this. That's right.
All you have to do is lead with what Allah says and do things.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And we'll have it. That's right. Nate said, reminding of what, just in case you didn't hear his voice, I'm repeating. Matter of fact, you said, Nate, what you just said.
Assalamu alaikum. We're just reminding what the Imam Muhammad, the last thing that I got from him that really relieved me from a lot of unnecessary tension is that the Imam said, we don't need any more leaders to lead us. All we need is lead with what Allah says and do things with sure. And that was a big burden off my back.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because I knew I wasn't going to listen to all this stuff. But that did clarify everything. And I thank Allah for the Imam for that, because that was another stage that we have arrived. Mm-hmm. We had arrived with being independent. If you listen to what the Imam, his story, we all have our stories from our journey.
That's right.
And whatever atmosphere you was in, that would generate your story. You know, mine happened to have been in construction. And he heard all my stories about in construction.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what, and we went back to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, to go out and learn the white man way.
Right.
He didn't say go out and learn how to be like the white man. He said learn his way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back home. Bring the information back home.
Right.
You know, so all these here comments that we hear coming from the Imam, and all part of our legacy is that this is what we've been, if we can say it, born for this mission. Because our experience is to generate the criteria that everybody comes to the table. Like we said, we don't need your money. We don't want your money. We definitely need your money to build it. But we don't want your money all set. We want your commitment.
That's right.
You know, because your commitment, you understand, then you would sacrifice your money. You understand, for a purpose that you see, that you putting part of what you learn. You know, if I come in, I got to put my money in with this. You understand? Because I understand it. You know? And I'm going to put my money in through what I do. You know, just like he said, bankers, real estate agents, and all of these people, that's what we need. We need everybody to come down, sit down at the table, and draw out how we want to do this through our effort. That's the sure. You know? And hey, I bear witness with it, because I did it without even understanding it, you know. So I sat down with people, and we did jobs, big jobs. You understand, where everybody, all the local trades was sitting down, and they had to tell us what they was going to do and how they was going to do it. All we had to do was fit them in, make it work. You know what I mean? No, you go first, he goes second, this and that. You make sure, and everybody compliment each other. You understand? And that's how these big old buildings get built.
Right.
You know, it's the men. But they're motivated by money.
Yeah.
The company is motivated by money. But here with the model community, we're going to be motivated by our love and our respect for the sake of Allah, or for Allah's sake.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, may Allah reward us for that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I was saying. So I'm sitting here, his story, we heard it. Matter of fact, I heard it so many. I can tell it, you know, better than he can. You understand? But that's his journey. You know, we let him dissect it and tell it the way he wants.
Yeah.
I'm going to read these announcements again, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO. Of Bilal Zink, and co-host James Bashir and Nate Muhammad.
the interests of Belial's Inc. is to establish economic for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Connect at am360.org, a 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live. Speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@bwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. Thank you again. That's all right.
Yes. Once again, thank you, Nate. Again, this is Emmanuel Ayu Belial, the Halal Industry Do for Self. And we this time went by so quick, still got a few minutes yet. And if anybody would like to ask a question, make a statement, suggestion, whatever, touch the one on your phone and we'll bring you in and try to use up these last minutes with your comments if you'd like to. Otherwise, I will say something to close us out. Take us to closing, but you're welcome to come in and make your comments. We want to hear from you just as we speak about something each day, each time that we come on. And not just myself. I'd like to emphasize that AM360, all the programs, if you have the time, myself, I'm able to catch in, jump in sometimes, but a lot of times I'm tied up doing something. And I'm sure that's most people. But if you have time through the Facebook, avenue of the Facebook, as well as calling right in to this number here, as Nate just read off, and, you get various programs all week long that are very helpful to all of us if we take time to do, catch one here and there. You may have one that actually is right down your alley. We pray that for all of us. It's right down our alley to build the model community. We have to first, agree that what we do is through Shura, Shura Bainahum. Shura Bainahum is a term in the Quran. We were introduced more to it as a whole when Imam Muhammad said we should do things in Shura. Even when he had one Shura board, he canceled it because he felt they didn't see the picture in the way it should be done.
Mm.
They were leading as imams. Good imams, no question about that. He wasn't beating them up. But even as leading as good imams, the problem was they wasn't taking value in or seeing the value in talking to people who had expertise in different things or had the willingness to learn different things to have a voice in what needed to be said. Again, for the building the model community, I'm asking us, can I draw a picture? Can I say what's necessary, what's needed? I'm sure I could do it. But it would be greater if those of us that see something in their heads that actually should be what the community, model community should look like, if you were involved, if you have an expertise, you're the architect, you're the engineer, you develop properties, take the lead in putting bricks and mortar together, you did other work that need to be done, whether it's down the final touches, carpentry, carpets, linoleum, the flooring that is, or cabinets or whatever the case may be. I mean, those are the final touches after the building go up and more, painting, et cetera, et cetera. So whatever it may be, what does a model community look like to you? This is what we need to know. If it's not you and you know somebody in your family, somebody that's a friend, then you know that they do this kind of work. They need to, when we announce the date for the Zoom, of which we hope to do it in July, pray to do it in July. I don't want to back it up to August, but if we have to, we will. But It depends on the response. I'm still waiting on a response from a couple entities that would actually would receive and help disperse the information that's necessary besides myself, as well who will be the host of the Zoom, of which I would like that to come through, and I'm saying it on community-wide Shore Conference because that's where I would like it to come through, but it may be another source anyway. So these things we share together, we do together, we want to have it work together and go from there. You know, we don't want to be just I'm sitting here asking for everybody to just listen the way I say do it. I'm suggesting. I think I have insights of doing what I'm talking about, but I'm suggesting. But the best suggestion to me is bring in the people that you need to do. You know, if we're talking about building something, then we know we need a developer with us. Got to bring a quality person in to do it. You know, we need architects. We need engineers. We need people who survey land, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So why not bring the professionals in to have their input and see how they would direct us to do it collectively? And I'm saying we're experts first among the Muslims, those that look like us and from among us. Then we may have to reach out and get somebody that's Muslim but not from among us. We may have to get someone that's Christian that's among us or may not be from among us. But Shura is the way that we'll find out what's needed to make the model community we need. And like I said, living quarters, homes, and things of that nature, that's one thing. And we don't want just one project building built on top of each other 24, 25. We can do that, but we don't want just that. We want people to have homes, privacy of their home, awesome land. It could be, like I said, right. It could be that we know we want 1,000 acres of land. We put one house on an acre, or we could put four houses on an acre. You could put more than four. But the bottom line, four will say to us that we got 20,000 people living on this. If we put four houses on each acre and go from there, you know what I mean? So if I'm writing what I'm saying, then we got more people living there, and I might be counting wrong because I said four, and that's actually 4,000 people. So 4,000 homes. With five people living in each home, 4,000 times five gives us the 20,000 people living in that community. So, I count a little bit too, so I just was saying it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So these are things that we need to do together, we'd like to do together. Once things are kicked off for me the way I need them to be here in Philadelphia, me and the brothers and sisters that's with Bilal Zane, then we will be finding another way to do it because our monies would be involved, but we want to try to get the conversation for those of us that hear, know from across the country, and let's see what it should look like. You know what I mean? Worst thing, not the worst, it's not the worst thing, but the better thing, I should say, is if many of us are involved to make it happen. We can noise it abroad across the country, and we'll find greater support, as well we will find it a victory, long-lasting, because more people are talking about it. Once built, then we'll see that this we did. You know what I mean? This is the old song, this is the house that Jack built. This will be the house that we built. And that's what we, and Imam Muhammad said what? Put him in a good place. What he meant was take his history and his father's and make it live in a good way. Yeah, that's right. Long live Muhammad. There you go, Nate. Just said, long live Muhammad. That's right. That's right. So we, if it live and as well, blessings constantly go to Imam Muhammad, to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as well, Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. We ain't taking nothing from nobody. It's putting it where it's supposed to be. They worked hard while they were here for us to stand up and be a people. That's right. They did their part. Now, all we can do is come together and build. And still, we're not asking for no money. We're asking for brainstorming right now. That's right. Just the commitment and brainstorm to see how we're going to do it. Allah willing to live and have things moving for us on this end, that there'll be finance, that we don't have to beg nobody for money. We'll be able to go ahead and get it started, then collectively we'll build. I don't want it to be that, oh, it's all my money, because I may pass. I'm a pretty even-keeled person. I don't necessarily
feel like if I brought the whole dinner, everybody got to listen to me. But we don't know if that'll happen if I'm gone and it shouldn't happen. But we should have it where everybody can feed into the pot. And by feeding into the pot, once again, we have it said a little different, but it's still sure. And we're going to work at this time to jump off so we can let the next group come in and speak. We thank you again and pray that you're with us Wednesday of next week from 5 to 7. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. I'll close out with a PSA. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dabrita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.